So good.
You missed a couple days before. What's it like sitting out? We saw you out here watching, but what's it like being here as a habit of spectate, I guess, instead of participating?
You want to be there. You want to be there for sure. You know, it's just the process of getting better. You know, you got to do everything that you have to do to get there. And get on the field and be out there and go through the grind with your teammates.
What was it that kept you out the first time? Does that time off motivate you once you do get back out here?
I mean, you know, winning motivates. You know what I'm saying? So. You know, I want to go out there and get better, you know, for me and for my team. I want to go out there and just do everything I can to make sure I'm productive and make sure I'm doing whatever they need me to do to be good.
LeGarrette, this is a time for conditioning in the NFL, obviously. You feel ready to go. Once you get on that field and you've been cleared, you feel ready to go.
I mean, I'm going to continue to go out there and try to get better. You know, it doesn't matter, you know. What time of the year it is, you know, that's the plan, is to always just get better and make sure I can do everything that I can do, you know, and make sure I'm doing it the best of my capabilities when they ask me to do it.
What did it feel like to be out there on the first, with the first team, with Tom? And is this to you kind of the bell ringing, like, okay, now it's a real football season, training camp?
Nah, you know, football season is basically year-round. You know, we train when we're off. We practice and play when we're here. So, you know, you just got to stay with it and get better as much as you can.
You know what I mean, though. I mean, the pads are on. This is the first time the pads have been on since the Super Bowl. I mean, that's got to be a good – if you love football, and you, obviously you're a running back, you like the contact, It's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, always. It's always it feels good to come out here and get better and get with my teammates. And, you know, the brotherhood around here is amazing. So, yeah, for sure.
What's your offseason?
Do you
want anything different in the offseason in terms of
your
training?
Nah. Worked out and tried to do everything I could to make sure I was good to go.
You looked quicker, I think. Really light on your feet, really had a good burst today. Was it maybe just a little pent-up frustration from losing the season? You looked really quick today. That's why I was asking you maybe if you did anything different in the offseason.
I'm just doing whatever I need to do. You know, I'm just doing whatever I need to do to make sure that I can maximize, you know, my capabilities.
Do you feel like you pigeonholed into you know, the way we talk about you, your running styles, your physical, like to try to run through people and tackles? Do you feel like there's another part to your game that we don't get to see as much? We saw some of it out there today, sidestepping guys, duking guys, things like that.
I mean, you guys have been watching me run for a while, so. I mean, everything that you guys have seen, that's what I can do. I mean, I just try to add as much as I can, you know, when I have a chance to, you know. And I'm going to get better at the things that I'm weak at, you know, and hopefully I can, you know, go out there and contribute as much as I can.
Do you feel like a better running back the more touches you get? Is that for any running back, or is that, you know, your case in particular?
I feel like I'm good, whatever, from the first carry to the last.
LeGarrette, I don't know if this got asked. I missed the beginning, but you talked about football being a year-round sport and training, but rumor has it you didn't pass the conditioning tests. So if you're training year-round, how is it that you weren't prepared for the start of camp?
I was out here. First day of camp, I was out here.
What exactly does the conditioning test entail?
Conditioning.
20 runs?
It's a test. I mean, it's just a conditioning test.
Just didn't have a helmet on the first couple of days, that's all.
That's all.
Okay.
How excited are you just for this season? I know you talked earlier about kind of wanting to take a lead and step up.
I mean, we can't jump too far into the future, you know what I'm saying? You know, you don't know what the future holds, but you know, I'm gonna continue to try to come out here and get better and do everything that I can to make sure I maximize my opportunities.
Seems like there's a pretty good opportunity for you here on this team. So it's gonna be a good thing and a good feeling going hitting into camp.
I mean, the job is open, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a bunch of good running backs here. You know, all of our running backs are pretty good, and at some point they've played really good in their career. So, you know, it's an open job. Everybody got to fight for that position.
You haven't had a season with a lot over 200 carries. Can you physically do that again this year? Do that this year? It hasn't happened in a while.
I'm gonna try to get better and see if I can. I mean, however many touches they want me to have, I mean, I'm sure I'm gonna get them, you know, and I'm gonna do whatever I can with them.
Do a lot of running backs search for the fountain of youth? I mean, you know, in this league, the lengthy productivity of a running back isn't very long. Do you try to look for different ways that you can try to keep your body ready for the whole season and productive as you grow older?
I mean, I just concentrate on, you know, making sure I can do whatever they need me to do. So whatever they call and tell me that I'm gonna be doing, I mean, I'm gonna make sure I get good enough and train good enough to be able to do that.
I gotta ask, you're pretty vocal about the treatment that Tom was getting vis-a-vis the footballs and all that stuff. How do you guys feel now that this thing is dragged on? How do you go about supporting your quarterback?
I mean, right now, I'm focused on me and trying to do what I can, you know, to get better and be prepared for whatever.
You've seen him, though. You know how hard he works at this. Does it bother you, the characterization has been portrayed of him in some places?
I'm worried about myself, man. I ain't worried about, you know, any rumors or anything else happening outside of here. I mean, I'm just making sure I'm worried about myself so I don't miss any steps.
Does there have to be an added focus with you guys? You have the one game you have to set up. Potentially Tom has, we don't know yet, with the Ford. Is there I guess you guys have to bear down and focus a little more as an offensive unit with some uncertainty, knowing, you know, things aren't exactly where you want them to be?
I can't speak for anybody else, you know. I can just speak on what I'm doing, and that's just focusing on me, you know what I'm saying? I'm just focusing on me. I'm focusing on what I can do to contribute to what they want me to do and getting better, and anything that they ask me to do, I'm going to make sure I'm able to do it.
Do you have to prepare any differently knowing that the suspension is coming for you?
Stay focused and grind.